4RIM and 4MRY. 4RIM and 4MRY. 4MRY. Mobile and listening.
This is N0TR, Tom. Just want to say hi to you and Fred and see how y'all was doing. I was just getting ready to go upstairs and take a couple of pills. Over. N0TR, clear.
Character off, Tom. N4ZLK.
She probably got a phone call from Fred, more than likely. That's his wife. How are you today, Shane? I got about 10 minutes here, and I need to go take my heart pills. Oh, it's been a hot booger today. You working?
I just got on 85 North, headed up to Spartanburg. So, it seemed like it was warm, I guess. I was in their AC all day. I didn't really notice it as much.
Me too, and so was Bernice. Oh, I just come downstairs. I was listening to Wales, but there's so much QS Baker static in there. QS Baker, QRS, I guess it is. Anyways, lots of static. And the one calls up in Maine and that are getting him real good. So I just went back over to my old standby CW. And picked up one in Madeira Islands and one in Spain. And then I talked to a guy on sideband on 17 in Barbados because he was doing parks on the air. Oh, but that's been in the last 45 minutes, I guess, Shane. 17's a good band for sideband. There's a, as I told you the other night, there's a CW contest going to start here in about 52 minutes, I guess. I don't go for points or nothing like that, but I look around and snatch a few off of there if I get the opportunity, you know.
And if I've been at home and there's a contest going on, it's a good opportunity to work some stations and get a little practice in. That's what I like to do.
I'm out there calling around now just to see what the propagation is. There's quite a lot of storms around the country today. And so I don't know how it's going to wind up. I'm seeing some on, 15 meters. I was hearing a guy in Japan, and but he was really like a 5'3". I tried him once, but I didn't get him. And Japan's usually not that hard if you hear it. But I don't see a lot else on there yet. But, boy, you wait till 8 o'clock, 0000 Zulu, and it will hit the fan.
Actually, I will be on the road or sitting in a parking lot waiting on a load with no radio. I was going to ask you something. Well, never mind now. I forgot. I can't remember what it was.
In a minute when you're not thinking about it. Oh, I'll be going to run out after I take my pills and put the box fans on the chickens, see if there's any more eggs. I only got 2 eggs today, and they've been laying 6 every day, just like clockwork. A couple of days we got 5, but today I got 2. That's not good enough.
Send Bernice out there to have a talk with them.
When it's not too hot, and we sit there in the swing and chicken watch. shoot. But I don't know if it does any good whether they understand our language or not. But they sure have been great layers. The other ones, they should start laying in not too long. They're just about to that age. We was hoping that when one group went molten, the other one would start producing, you know. Patrick come by last night and give him some and some of Bernice's goodies and had a nice long visit with him and enjoy talking to him once a week. And he's just a good guy. But don't tell him I said that.
ADX, I can hear you.
Oh, I'm in trouble now, Shane.
Oh. Good afternoon, Patrick.
Same, Tom.
Yeah, out there earlier. I don't think they like the heat. There must be some human in them there, Patrick. Go ahead, Jane.
They don't like to work when it's really hot either, but maybe that's what they're feeling.
I've been out in the heat most of the day today.
Well, what have you been doing outside, Patrick? We actually went all days into Walmart and asked Bernice. I said, instead of cooking something for dinner today, we only eat two meals, you know, and she'd made a beautiful breakfast this morning with eggs and sausage and hash browns. And I said, how about a Subway? That sounds real good, she said. So we had a Subway and some pork and beans and some potato chips for lunch instead. But, boy, those new Subways are not bad.
What you been doing?
I was helping a friend pack up, and he's moving out to the coast.
The East Coast?
Moving out to the Outer Banks.
It's hurricane season, this year.
Had a lot of money and could just get whatever I wanted. I might have a place out that direction as well, but that's not the place I'm in. It's a beautiful area. We visited several times when the kids were younger.
One time, several years ago, but I don't know. It's just not for me.
We're from Kansas. I seen all the sand I ever want to see in beautiful places like Hickam Air Force Island and Guam and Midway and Wake. Wake was the place. It was god awful hot. Wow. And the Philippines and Vietnam and and I've seen all the tornadoes. I went, boy, they've really been getting clobbered up there in Illinois today with the tornadoes. There's been a lot of them in Iowa too, and it just makes you sick. I've seen the results of those many times when we lived in Kansas, and it's about like a hydrogen bomb.
I haven't seen the news yet about that. I'll have to check on our friends up there. Not much you can do when a tornado comes through. Patrick, you notice Tom was mentioning all those places he vacationed in. Don't you just love it when people brag about all that?
But I don't know how much of a vacation that was, some of that. But it might have been for him. But Tom, you make sure to tell Miss Bernice that I enjoyed the banana nut bread, and it didn't make it too far down the road before there was no more of it.
I'm not surprised, Patrick. Glad you enjoyed it. She took some of the brown sugar off the top. It was too sweet for me. But, boy, it was nice, moist bread. Maurice, what'd you call that bread? Apple pecan bread. She's over there sewing on something. I don't know what she's working on tonight. The kids had some cushions that she covered for their outdoor chairs, and they liked it so much they gave her two more. Seems how it's free, of course. And Bernice had some material for it. And boy, they did turn out beautiful. But yeah, Patrick, I hope the birds start laying again. And she usually makes something once a week there. Well, no, more than that. I don't know how many times a week. She looks at recipes at night, and then the next day I come up with something else. And no, Shane, those weren't vacations. Most of the time was spent in the back of a big gray tube with red lights staring at a radar screen or an electronic countermeasure screen. And I would not call that vacation time.
No, I was just giving you a hard time. I do appreciate what you did. But some of those, I'm sure if you'd been there in different circumstances, it might have been a little more enjoyable. But a lot of sand. That sand and the water, the combination's got to be there. If it's just sand, it's no fun. Sometimes if it's just water, it's no fun. It's got to be that perfect combination of a relaxing beach vacation when it's really nice, and some fishing thrown in there too.
But
I don't think there were many vacations in there just from listening to them name those places, but I do appreciate it, Tom. I know this is a weekend to remember that, so I want to say thank you.
I hate that, Patrick. And we don't have anyone down here that's passed away, but we used to go out and go to the ones in Kansas. Usually it seemed like every Memorial Day it had to rain for some reason. What are you working on tonight, Bernice? Oh, you're working on my jeans, aren't you? I thought she was working on those cushions. What's the problem? Oh, those look nice. She made me a new pair of jeans. Boy, they're nice. You can't tell the difference between those and the store-bought ones. And they fit me because, I don't know how else to put this. I don't fit because I don't have any posterior that sticks out back there. Is that right, Mom?
That's right.
You want to say hi to Shane and Patrick?
Hi, Shane. Hi, Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, we even went to Okinawa once. That was vacation practice for laying mines. Oh, well, it was an adventure, shall we say. But you headed down towards Atlanta tonight, Shane? This is Enzo TR.
Is that LK? Hello, Bernice. Nice to hear you this evening. And yeah, Tom, store-bought jeans are just kind of one size fits all. The different sizes, they're not really the... you're lucky if you find something that fits right. But yeah, I'll be headed down to Atlanta later after I drop this load in Spartanburg. But Tom, I was going to tell you, I just thought of this. Yesterday morning, there is a documentary on Amazon Prime, if you have that. It's on the Blue Angels, and it was filmed in 2023. It was their 2023 season. You might enjoy that. I enjoyed watching that.
Our nephew, one of them, was a major in the Air Force. At the time, he was, I think, a captain or something, but he took us to Richards Gabar Air Force Base. Where was that at, Bernice? It's up near Kansas City. No, I don't think so. Grandview. One over by Grandview. Anyways, doesn't matter. And the Blue Angels performed, and I'll never forget when they come over inverted, and they were in the afterburner and leveled off before they come over the crowd, and the babies were screaming and crying. I felt sorry for them because of the noise. Those F4s, you put them in burner, and believe me, they were loud. Go ahead, Patrick.
To the Blue Angel show one time, and when we lived down in my dad in Houston, outside of Houston, that stuff is loud. When they're doing it right over top, it's just like going to the Charlotte Motor Speedway when they're doing the full ride up there. I don't know if you've ever been in that, but that's extremely loud.
Into a race, but I did see the Blue Angels twice, or maybe just once. Once back in the 80s out of Donaldson Center, late 80s. And then the Thunderbirds a couple different times. The last time, Seth, he's 25, he was 4 years old. We went, I think that was back in 2003. And that was a really good show as well. But I love watching those things. I know you enjoy the airplane, Tom.
The Oshkosh, if you guys ever get a chance to go, that's a trip of a lifetime in Wisconsin. And a nice area. But it's huge. It's the busiest airport in the world, I think, at that time. But really enjoyed that. I was trying to think of that. You see a lot of them with their name on it, racing people. I think it's a brand of beer or something. But they had a helicopter, and he was flying inverted, and I'd never seen that before. He did loops, you know. And I just didn't think that was possible. And then I seen the military guys and the Cobras and different ones could do that. Probably the Black Hawks, I don't know. that's weird to see a helicopter going Verdon. And I can't think of the name on the side of that now. It's very popular and in the racing world. But, oh, my, there's everything under the sun up there to see. I really, really enjoyed that. It's hot, and it usually rains, but it's well worth going to because they have a lot of the military aircraft up there, and you can go inside of them. And the Air Force has usually got a bunch of planes there. We went inside, I think it was a C-5, I don't remember, but it was gargantuan. And then a lot of the other airplanes I was very familiar with. It's been a few years since we've been up there, but that's a wonderful show, well worth going to. And you can Google it anytime and actually watch it on Google, I think. Go ahead, Patrick. This is Gerald T.R.
And Tom, is that where the museum, Wisconsin?
No, no. That's Dayton, Ohio. That's the Air Force base there. Oh, gosh. I am getting goofy here. I can't remember. I was going to say Whiteman, but Whiteman's where the B-2s are in Missouri. At any rate, it's a wonderful show there. Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
I have to look it up. Never know. One day might make it out that way.
How big that air show is next to the Paris air show. I think it's the biggest in the world, Patrick.
I was just going to say it's an air show. It's not a museum. It's just a yearly air show that has just about everything, and I think it is one of the largest ones next to the Paris. Anyway, guys, I've enjoyed it. I'm getting close to where I'm going. I'm going to jump out of here. And, Tom, you better go take that medicine. It's been more than 10 minutes. I'll talk to you later, both of you. Have a good night. N4ZLK.
And you have a safe night, most of all. And always wonderful talking to you. And, Patrick, you got an absolutely perfect signal down this way. So I'll let you go and go up and pop my pills for my heart there and go out and set them fans up for the chickens, and then I'm headed to the rain locker to get a shower. Then I'm going to come back down and work some DX. Take care, guys. This is Enger OTR. Go ahead, Patrick.
Shane, you be careful out there tonight. Good to talk to you. And Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful evening and enjoy your weekend. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 7-3.